Welcome to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len Schroeder.
And I'm Julio Zamora.
Mary called the Bloomers in the Garden hotline and had a question about her yews. Not me, but yews, as in the shrub, taxus yews. Hear all about it in our first segment.
Professor Steve called the hotline and asked if it is too late to put down lawn fertilizer. Hear our advice in our second segment.
Do you have your Christmas tree up? If you have a fresh tree, we have some tips on how to keep it fresh in the house longer in our third segment.
The clock is ticking, and you better get your Christmas tree shopping done. In our fourth segment, we have some great ideas for gifts for gardeners.
Our birds will need our help when the weather turns cold. We'll give you some suggestions to help our feathered friends in our final segment.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back in the garden right after these messages. Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
High-yield brand bone meal contains 10% slow-release natural phosphorus. It helps all plants to develop sturdy root systems and stimulate healthy growth. You'll use it every time you plant bulbs, but it also is an excellent supplement fertilizer for roses, flowers, and vegetable gardens. High-yield bone meal is sourced from steamed bone meal, which provides a clean, natural source of phosphorus. High Yield is brought to you by VPG, the Fertilome people. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers' YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Mary called the Bloomers in the Garden hotline, and her taxus yews were looking a little sparse. Listen to her call.
Hi, I have some old yews in front of my house, and they're very sparse. I don't have a real good light. It's a little bit shady there. I wonder what I could do about that to help them. Thank you. My name is Mary.
Mary!
Hey,
hey Mary. You're from my old neighborhood. So let's talk first. They can't be cut back now. I don't like we always talk about billable hours for landscapers, and they go and they cut things back. Yeah, everything gets cut back in the fall because, you know, the grass is slowing down and things. Do not cut them back now. It's the wrong time. You got to do certain plants at the right time. Here's my first advice is that make sure when they push out that first new growth that you wait to cut them back after that new growth turns that dark green as the rest of the plant. Okay, then you can cut them back because there are two growth cycles in the year for especially taxus where it'll send out one shot of new growth and that usually is right in. You'll start to see it swell and start growing March, April. Then it will grow until probably we're talking about June, late June, maybe. You've got to cut them back hard then. And you want to cut, don't be afraid. Cut them in half or they're plants.
Nut puppies.
Rip them out and replace them.
That's right.
My concern is that they're not. You know, you said they were in some shade, but shade, they'll grow in shade. They'll be fine in shade. I'm concerned that the suburban deer population that is in your area, they, I mean, it's like candy to deer.
Yeah, sure.
That's why you'll see cephalotaxis and you'll see other types of plants that are being used now because deer don't eat it. Mm-hmm. So, and again, that's why we use, it's like, oh, let's put in emerald green arborvitae. It's like, well, deer food, you know, it's good. They're end up being poodles where, you know, all the bottom will be eaten. And that you use the Western arborvitae or green giant arborvitae, or our favorite is American pillar, which is a type of green giant. Just it doesn't get so fat and take up so much of your yard. So it stays narrow and gets tall. So if deer are the problem, because I've had it, I've had the issue.
I've seen them.
Yeah, that not only the deer in my yard, but specifically taxus. I have a dwarf variety that doesn't get more than about a foot tall, and it spreads out real wide. And I looked at it one day, and it was like, where's all the foliage? And I saw a mother and a baby. No, it wasn't a baby. It was a maturing, let's say it was an adolescent deer, eating my taxus. And I'm like, you know, it's fun when you think, you know, oh, look, it's Bambi. No, not when they start eating your plants. So I wasn't real happy about it. But I noticed that in the summer they pushed out some new growth. And guess who came back? You know, they're farmers. They're, you know, they're eating off your plants, and then they let them grow a little bit. You know, if you have hosta, you can forget it. They're gone. You know, so again, consider taking them out. And if you don't have the deer issue, once they push out that first new growth and the new growth turns the same color as the old growth, so it gets that dark green color, it's no longer that light green, cut them down. Cut them real hard. You can cut them in half, and that you'll be surprised that the next growth, they'll push out new growth, and it will be more dense, more compact. And again, you probably have had these things for a while. So you got to make that decision. And if you do have deer issues and you still want to keep them, use Repelzol from Bonine. It's a repellent that works great. It's safe for other types of animals. It works on other types of animals too, like rabbits. And things, it'll work on rabbits, it'll work on all different types, but we're keying in on deer. Completely environmental safe, biodegradable, and again, it won't hurt the plants or the animals, and that's what you want. So again, that's Repelzol by Bonide. And we always use this, he had a bottle that like was out by his plant so long that the label was gone, but it was deer repellent. You could see that part of the label, and he just kept it by the plant that needed the deer repellent. So every time he walked by it, he'd have the bottle, not have to run into the garage or run into the shed and find it. It would be right there, and you just pick it up and just squirt it around. You know, it's not something you have to be, you know, that scientific about. It's not like you're killing an insect. You're basically creating a plant, an environment where the deer associates your taxus as something that they don't want. And it has to be done often enough so that you're modifying the behavior so they go to your neighbor's yard.
That's right. Yeah, it's not a one and done thing.
No. And if you keep it out there, you can't keep it out when it freezes. It can't freeze, but you can certainly keep it out there, you know, from spring all the way through to winter. Speaking of winter, winter's coming up a little.
Oh, it is. Yeah,
next
December
week,
21st,
a week from today. Yeah, a week from today. And that next week we're going to do our winter solstice.
Yes,
winter solstice show. We'll be we'll have a segment next week on that. Now, see, you now have a new home in a different area. Do you have issues? Can you do your landscape?
Oh yeah,
your
not
own landscape.
Problem. Yeah.
Do they have deer issues? Because that's Mullica
I
Hill.
Seen any
Whoop!
Any
sorry.
Oh.
Let the. Everybody knows you're from Mullica Hill, Pittman. Anyway, but Mullica Hill has a deer issue.
They do, yeah. We have woods in the back.
So you're right up against woods, too.
Yeah, I know.
That makes it worse.
Yeah,
Yeah, so I don't know anybody. I remember Monrovia, if you're looking for a good tag, Monrovia Nursery on their tag has deer-resistant a little icon with a deer and a, you know, cross through it, that where it's a deer resistant plant. So if you're looking when you're shopping for plants and you have a really a bad deer problem, make sure you shop those Monrovia plants. You'll be able to tell, you know, which ones are good for, you know, well, I guess not good for deer, which ones are resistant to deer. But ask your local garden center. They will certainly be able to tell you. So tell you what, Mary, I would cut it back. See what happens. Get a inexpensive. It's not that crazy price wise. Get yourself a ready to use bottle of Repelzol, and starting in spring right away, you spray that area with the Repelzol, and you just keep it up through the whole. I would do it through the whole spring and summer, and that will help your plant, but also cut it back. Cut it back. Don't be afraid. Don't fear the shears. That's right. So get there and cut it back. You'll be amazed. I know that I've cut plants back that are 6 feet tall to 3 feet, and they flush back out like I just got them.
You know, brand new.
It's true. And that a lot of times people are afraid to cut things back. And I've even done azaleas. I've done rhododendrons.
Right.
I thought I killed the rhododendrons, but I did not. Yeah. That they were 5 foot, and I brought them all the way back down to 2 foot, and they were like heavy canes. I mean, they were like, you know, it's like I could put it in the fireplace.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if she's using fertilizer or not, but I would definitely use it.
Yeah, and do that in the spring. Right now, things are dormant, so they're not going to be absorbing any fertilizer. But make sure you listen to our next segment on lawn fertilizer with Professor Steve.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, sure. We have some interesting information. Yeah. All right. We'll be back in the garden right after these messages.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Dreaming of a gorgeous garden? Give your azaleas, rhododendron, blueberries, and evergreens a powerful boost with the number one acid-loving plant food, Espoma Organic Hollytone. Hollytone is a perfect blend of natural, long-lasting ingredients that nourish plants for stronger roots, faster growth, and bountiful blooms. Plus, it's easy to use and safe for people, pets, and planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
If you're like me, then you absolutely love birds. The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomers Home and Garden Center has you covered. They're dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds of all sorts. Want to bring more birds to your yard? Then you got to see this place. Bloomers has a huge flock of feeders, birdhouses, birdseed, and much, much more. Want to feed the birds and not the squirrels? They have this absolutely cool bronze bird feeder that will drive those sneaky squirrels nuts. They'll be moving to the next door neighbor in no time. OMG! Bloomers have these absolutely adorable birdhouses that will turn your yard into the perfect bird B&B. They carry all types of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. Bloomers stocks Lyric, Kohl's, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and much, much more that will keep those beautiful birds coming back for more. Bloomers Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County. For more information and directions, check them out on the web at bloomers.com. Bloomers Home and Garden Center, you got to see this place.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Hey, our friend, Professor Steve, called the hotline. Mm-hmm. He asked about some leftover lawn fertilizer he had. Here, listen to his call.
Hello, Len, Julio, if you're there yet, and Aaron, how you doing? This is the professor, and I had a question about grass. I know it's almost freezing time, and the lawn will be too hard to work. But my question is, can I add fertilizer now? I have a whole bunch of step one fertilizer. I was wondering if I could just fertilize now, and then perhaps in the spring when it thaws out again. I'm interested to know if it would do any good. Okay? You guys have a good day. Bye-bye.
Well, come on, Aaron. You can do it, Professor Steve.
Hey,
really well.
Professor Steve, you're in the garden. My man. Hey, baba da boobie.
You know, he came, Steve, Professor Steve came in. We were talking about, he has step one. So what does he have left over? He's got the product that's supposed to be put in springtime. And he wanted to put it down. And I mean, technically, he can. But legally, he cannot. Wow. New Jersey has a law, and homeowners cannot apply fertilizer between November 15th and March 1st on their lawn. So, I mean, he can't. He can't. And being a former law professor and law officer, he'd have to arrest himself. But that was New York. So speaking of New York, New York is between December 1st and April 1st. So they're even early. Think about that, April 1st. I mean, that's like you better get your crabgrass control down, you know, quick.
Yeah, real
so fast. In New York, that law, same law, December 1st and April 1st, and not to leave out Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, it's all about the nitrogen and phosphorus, if you've noticed, and if you've taken care of your lawn for any time, that all of a sudden the phosphorus has disappeared from your fertilizers, and they can't be applied from December 15th. So those of you in Pennsylvania hearing our voice, you can put it down today, which is the 14th, but tomorrow you can't. So if you've got anything you want to put down in your lawn,
right. Professor Steve's going to be at your house. Right.
You know, the other thing is where he has step one, where it's really high in nitrogen, which just honestly you don't really want. It's not going to change anything. It's not going to get any benefit out of it. May early if we have an early spring, but it's not going to help anything. He just save it and put it down. Let's see, March 2nd. Okay. So, so why do they have these laws? They're basically blackout dates because they found that our waterways are getting clogged up with algae blooms. Like you ever hear, like it's like, oh well, there's an algae bloom off the coast, and that's coming from farming and fertilizer. And so what happens, that runoff, that fertilizer, instead of just going and perking down into your soil, it runs off into the water ways, and it ends up that it causes algae, which is a plant, to multiply and bloom, and it can take oxygen away from fish. It's just something that they have noticed. That Chesapeake Bay has been critical with this, and I think they were the leaders when it comes to this.
I was going by, Pittman, Alcyon Lake.
Yeah.
Was covered with algae.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are ways to contribute, but if you're in the Atlantic Ocean, you know, you're not going to treat it. But Alcyon Lake, though, that was a super site.
Super
site,
right? Yeah.
But they, so that means super pollutant. Pollutants. It was big in the, I guess it was the 2000s or when did the designated, it was early. If I lived in Pittman, I would be, oh my God, I'm moving.
Yeah, I know.
Right? And because that was kind of near your home, right?
Yeah, it was near my house.
So, but they had a Sony factory.
That's right.
That was making, any of you out there remember CDs? Disc things. Anyway, they used to stamp them out right there in Pittman at that factory, which is now closed. And that I guess there
Bobby.
Was, and it was RCA before that,
RCA,
right?
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
So it was the pollutants from there, more so than the fertilizer, but like you said, the fertilizers for lawns are causing that algae to be an issue. And to be honest with you, I don't have results. I mean, this law in New Jersey goes all the way back to Chris Christie when he was governor, you know, and he's run for president twice since then. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom. So anyway, that I understand why. And I understand that the higher phosphorus in fertilizer do not necessarily need it. When we talk and we train about fertilizers, we say up, down, all around, and that means the numbers. So when you get a bag of fertilizer, whether it's for your lawn or for your garden, it's going to have three numbers on it because they are nutrients that you need in higher percentages. Okay, so nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and it's NPK. But to remember it easier, like we train by saying up. So it makes nitrogen makes it grow and makes your lawn grow green. And makes it green and all those things that you want to see in your lawn. Okay, so down, up, down is phosphorus, and that's what they've taken out, that makes the roots grow and that makes it that reproduce. And that, and again, it's NPK, so nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. Potassium, you know what they used to call it in the olden days?
What?
Potash.
Oh, potash.
Potash. All right. So that last number on the bag, it's all around. So it also helps the plant to divide. It helps it to it's basically health for the plant all around. So they've changed it so that it protects the waterways, and we certainly don't want to poison our ground, our water, or anything like that. I think with the new administration coming along, that there will be probably things will get a little stricter. Not really sure, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised because, again, the whole point of making America healthy again is going to be there's going to be restrictions on herbicides, pesticides. There will be certainly things that will be taken off of the market because we're finding them in our food. Do you remember when you weren't eating seafood because there was so much mercury in the seafood?
Still.
It's kind of things like that where we're trying to do things so that it makes our country healthier. And I understand it makes our job a little harder. It may make you bend down and weed by hand. I don't see it's not long for this world, but Roundup and that whole the glyphosate thing, that's not going to be around long. But again, it goes back to what Professor Steve asked. Can you put down that fertilizer? And basically the answer is legally no. So we've got after November 1st to March 1st, you can't put any lawn fertilizer down in New Jersey. In Pennsylvania, you can't put any lawn fertilizers down between December 15th and March 1st. And then in New York, it's again December 1st and April 1st. You don't need to. And this is for lawn fertilizer. Fertilizing your shrubs individually, those kind of things. Like, for instance, using an organic, like Espoma Hollytone on your shrubs is perfect. Yeah. It's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. But like Julian talked about, things are they're going dormant. Like in the last segment, we talked about things are going dormant. Yeah, yeah. So they're not going to get the benefit of it until spring.
Yeah.
And we say on your shrubs anyways, to do it twice a year, make sure you're doing it in fall. And I would consider fall, October, and then doing it in the spring, I would consider that any time between March and really May. And that will help your plants grow. And technically, because it's an organic, it releases slow. And you could put another application of Hollytone in between that period. And like I said, organic. All of Hollytone, they have done a lot of research and are very responsible where the majority of their tone products, plant tone, biotone, Hollytone, rose tone, bulb tone, are basically all organic, and that they work. It's not one of those organic things that don't work, like corn gluten. Anyway, but that's another show. All right, we'll be right back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. We are proud to announce that Bloomers in the Garden has partnered with Renewal by Anderson of Greater Philadelphia, Delaware, South Jersey, and Southern Maryland. Renewal by Anderson is the top window and door company in the United States, specializing in replacement windows and doors. You might be thinking right now, what the heck do windows have to do with gardening? Well, Renewal by Anderson makes this beautiful garden bay window that's energy efficient and made from recycled materials. It's perfect for growing the finest indoor plants possible. When you are looking out your windows filled with plants in your beautiful garden, you don't want to see old windows that are cloudy, warped, or even rotting. That's why people in the horticulture community love Renewal by Anderson. Not only do we want our gardens to be beautiful, but their homes as well. Renewal by Anderson participates in horticultural events such as flower shows, earth days, and eco fairs. To get more information and set up a free home consultation, please visit www.philadelphiawindow.com. And be sure to tell them Bloomers in the Garden sent you.
Is she gone?
Nope, she's still standing there.
What is she doing?
I think she's watching the grass grow.
That's our job.
I know, right? She's watching the grass grow, the flowers grow. Ooh, look, the trees are growing.
I can't say as I blame her. Remember where she bought all this stuff?
Duh, bought us there too.
Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Find us online at bloomers.com.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Did you get your Christmas tree yet, Julio?
No, I didn't.
No? Are you allowed to, with the new wife, are you allowed to have a fresh tree, or do you have a...
We have a fake one.
Yeah. Figures. Yeah. Anyway, if you have a fresh tree, and you've gotten your fresh tree, hey, I think there's a reason to celebrate. This week, finally, we had a real... rain. We haven't had rain. Like, we had some rains, but we got a real soaking downpour all day rain that the plants are just, I could hear them. They're just going, ah. You know? And so you got to understand that we've gone through, I mean, it's months without a significant rain. Right. Think about this. Your cut tree that you just got, it was thirsty when it got cut down because it didn't have that chance to soak up all that moisture and get it in the needles. So it's something to be concerned about. If your tree is getting dry, and it's a good chance that it is because it's been so dry before it was cut, because once it's cut, you know, it kind of seals over. That's why sap goes and it takes over the bottom. And that's why at your good local garden centers like Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County, New Jersey, that they do a fresh cut on the bottom of your tree just like you would do for like cut flowers. And that it will absorb more moisture that way. But what do you do? My tree's not taking up any more moisture. How come? Did you put Prolong in with that water? I bet you didn't. Prolong is available at most garden centers. That Prolong will stop that sealing of the bottom of the tree where it's cut. Now, all right, see if you can follow me. This is radio, so it becomes difficult. If you look on our YouTube channel, please subscribe and please give us a rating. Number 5. Good things come in fives. Jackson 5. Aaron, can you make sure that this cambium photo is in there?
It's up. It's up.
Okay, great. That cambium is the what's underneath the bark. Okay, now try to stick with me, folks. Cambium is where the action is. Okay. That cambium is where you need to have, like, for instance, you hear us talk about grafts all the time. Well, it's grafted. Well, it's got graft. The cambium is that tissue where things need to be lined up and for the action to take place for plants to grow together. Now, if your tree has stopped taking up water and you haven't decorated it yet, no problem. Go get a saw, get a chainsaw, whatever you have, borrow one. That what I want you to do is I want you to cut a new cut on that tree, and that will make it so that you're able to have more water soaked up through it, and make sure you're using that Prolong, okay? Make sure you're using the Prolong, and that way you'll be able to get your tree to start drinking again. If your tree is decorated, oh boy,
yeah, you're
oh boy. This makes sense in theory, folks. Okay, I don't know if there's any studies done other than years of knowledge and trying to understand plants and how Christmas trees react. If you can go, and this has to be below the water line, so consider this. Think of your Christmas tree stand. You need to empty it from water, but you need to go between where the rings are that you tighten everything up, and you have to try to get to the point where you can cut away the bark all around one level so that it gets into that cambium, so that will help your tree absorb more water. Okay. But here's the thing. You have to keep your stand filled with water to that line, or else it's not going to work. Just because it's cut, if it's sitting there in the air, it's going to dry out, and it's going to just basically sap will fill it, and it'll just basically seal over, and you just wasted time. So you need to make sure that water line in your stand is full all the time, so that it covers that new cut that you made with a pocket knife. Say, it is not hard to get a tree to last. One of the things that we always have promoted and always talk about is, again, it's chapstick for your plants. It's an anti-transpirant, often known as wilt stop or wilt proof. Both of them, what they do is they put a seal on the needle and stop the moisture loss through the needle, and that it just seals it up. And the best way to describe it, honestly, is like chapstick for your plants. And we should copyright that, actually, shouldn't we? Yeah. Anyway, that again, if you've missed that opportunity, yeah, this is about the best thing that you can do, yeah, you know, and make sure you're using Prolong. It is certainly the most popular Christmas tree preservative. Studies have shown that it's the easiest and most convenient way to hydrating your cut tree. It's safe for kids. I mean, you've never had a dog, right?
Yeah, way back when.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, anybody who's had a dog knows that the dog goes to the Christmas tree and drinks out of the stand. Yeah. It is safe. Prolong is safe for pets. You just need to use directed. And the little 8-ounce bottle, and that, I don't know, they're under $5, that you use that, it'll make up to 4 gallons. So that'll do all the Christmas season. But you know what? If you've got any left, you can use it for cut flowers, because it's basically the same thing as a cut flower preservative, and that you can use it for your roses at Valentine's Day. So that's like the next holiday after New Year's. So, again, it's something that can be used year-round, but it's primarily sold for a Christmas tree preservative. Otherwise, if your tree is dry, it's decorated, you just got to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a whole lot you can do. Yeah. But like at Bloomers, we sell for, I think it's $5, and you get not only a bottle of Prolong, but you get it, the most important thing is the tree bag.
Oh, yeah.
And if your tree is dry, you absolutely need a tree bag. It's like a giant garbage bag for your tree. So when you're undecorated, you're done, and it's in your living room or family room or wherever you have it, that you just basically pull it up and then tie it at the top and you take it out. And that way you don't have to vacuum needles for the next 12 months. Again, it's a Christmas tree bag. That's what you want to use. And along with your Prolong, and that's going to help preserve your tree. And it just makes life so much easier. Again, your local garden center will have both Prolong and the tree bag, but most importantly, the tree bag. Because, you know, if your tree is already dry and you're not going to be able to cut it and get a new cut on it, or you can't go below the level of the water to make a cut, it's going to make a mess. And honestly, it has been such a dry year that I expect that there are going to be a lot of trees that are dry. We have some uses for your tree that we're going to bring up in a couple of shows from now to tell you what you can do with it that will help our birds and such. So, again, water in the stand, always full, Prolong in the stand. Every time you replace the water, you're adding Prolong. Again, it's safe for pets. It's safe for people. It is biodegradable. So don't be
afraid of owning
it. Yeah, don't be afraid to use it. Yeah. Okay? It doesn't hurt kids. So, all right. Anything to add, Julio?
Yeah, I just want to say don't put it near your heating vent either. That air will.
Oh, yeah. If you put your tree, make sure you turn that vent off or seal it or cover it so that air's not blowing on your tree. You know, it's the worst. That's the worst. When we were up in North Jersey, and that we had the old style radiators.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
People would put it in front of those radiators, and they would wonder why their tree is dry. It's basically basting it and cooking it the entire Christmas season. Yeah. So make sure you turn those vents off in those rooms to keep it on the cool side. That's what it would prefer. Yeah. All right, we'll be back in the garden right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Fertilome's Triple Action contains 70% neem oil and 0.25% pyrethrins as a concentrate and ready to spray. It is an insecticide, fungicide, and miticide labeled to use on vegetables, fruits, nuts, herbs, spices, and ornamentals. This organic OMRI-listed product controls a wide variety of insect pests and diseases, including aphids, scale, spider mites, white flies, rust, leaf spot, and powdery mildew. This insecticide is an all-in-one bottle that will cure just about any problem you may run into throughout the year. Fertilome's Triple Action has been helping gardeners across the country for years. Best to apply in late evening and early morning hours. Mix 1 ounce, which is equivalent to 2 tablespoons, in a gallon of water. The best part is Triple Action may be used up to the day of harvest. So the next time you are visiting your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilome's Triple Action and expect to have the best-looking plants in the neighborhood.
Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties, from aglaonemas to zizi plants. Bloomer's Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomer's carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomer's experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomer's Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. It's coming. Yes, it is. It's coming.
It's coming quick.
It is coming really quick. So let's see. We are a week from Wednesday. Yeah. Is Christmas, right?
Yeah.
I think it's on a Wednesday.
Yeah, it is.
Shows you how well I'm doing on my Christmas shopping. Again, for gardeners in your life, even for gardeners that either don't know they're gardeners, we've got some great gifts ideas for people that like plants, love plants, work in the garden. Number one, Julio, is Felco pruners.
Yeah,
right?
You can't beat those.
Felco pruners. Why Velcro? Velcro, not Velcro, okay, with an F. Velcro, okay? They are, hold, basically, it's a scissor-type pruner that's Swiss-made that is a blade that holds its sharpness better than anything on the market. Yeah. It also... You can sharpen the blade, or it has replacement parts that you can replace the blade if need to, or the spring, or whatever operates the pruner. They generally come with a holster so that you go and you put it on your pocket. You wear one all the time, right?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Tell me about it. Sam, I have a problem.
With what?
I lose my pruners.
You lose.
And I think
like
it's people
too.
Steal them is what happens. It's like, oh, yeah, look at this pruner laying here. I'm going to take it. That they need to put their name on it.
Yeah.
But you use a Velcro all the time.
All the time, yeah.
Why?
Because they cut really well. They last, you know, they last for quite a long time because they're very quality made. And that's what you want. You know, you want a quality product. You've got it right there.
That's right. That's right. And they've got, because it is actually branded pruner rather than just some knockoff from China or whatever, that it is something that gardeners know. And if they get one and they use one, they will know, and that they will appreciate that for years to come.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's one of those things that you don't get another one.
No,
you don't get another one.
You know, another thing I like about it, you can take it apart and clean it, which is really nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This time of the year, when we're working with greens and fresh greens,
sap,
and we're cutting the pine and stuff, where it clogs all in there, and it's easy to clean. Mm. It's easy to clean. And and speaking of cleaning, just on a side note, when you use your pruners and you're cutting in, like, say, roses, for instance, you clean your blade all the time.
Every time, yeah.
Because it spreads disease. So that's just something to add. Those of you that are doing pruning and have your own pruners, make sure you're clean them, because you don't want to spread black spot or any other diseases. I'll tell you, Velcro pruners are a great one. All high-grade tools. Like, we have some really nice tools that are not – it's again, they're just not knockoffs. So much of the things that people buy, and I hope we're going to transition back to like where I think it has a 4-year life cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we used to sell a lot of patio furniture. And what's happened in the industry of patio furniture that people only cared if it lasts 4 years.
That's it.
Where we used to get stuff that would last 40 years. 40. You know, they'd be fighting over it, you know, at the settlement table when you die. You know, I want mom's set of furniture that she had out by it.
Yeah.
You know, but unfortunately, tools have gone the same way where it's like
throwaway.
Built-in obsolescence. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So buy a decent tool, a decent shovel.
And hand it down to your kids.
Yeah, and that where it's... It's one of those things where if somebody knows gardening and stuff will appreciate it, will absolutely appreciate it. Bird people, we talked about how dry it was in the last segment. It continues to be dry. And you know who's suffering are the birds. the birds basically ran out of places to get water. And if you have a bird bath, you want to go and get a bird bath heater. It doesn't make like a sauna for birds, but what it does is it keeps the ice from basically forming. It's still going to be cold, but it won't be below freezing. And I tell you what, a heated bird bath or a bird bath heater, and it's funny because you think about, like, it just looks like a piece of tinfoil that gets plugged in, and it has its own built-in thermostat, and it keeps that from – it just sits in the bottom of the bird bath. So it's not something that, you know, they get a hot foot if they land on, you know. So my stepson, Shane – you're not listening, are you? Close your ears. He's getting all houseplant stuff for Christmas. That's what he wanted. He said, I want to get a Norfolk Island pine. I want to get the LECA ball soil. It's basically these balls that help aerate soil. What else did he want? He wanted something else. It was all of these. Oh, a terrarium. That was it.
Terrarium.
And that I want a terrarium, and I want – you can give me either a terrarium or you can give me the glass that a terrarium would work with. And it's like,
wow.
Perfect.
Yeah. I like that.
I get them at wholesale. Yeah.
That's right.
So it's going to be hard to wrap the terrarium though. But again, for people that are houseplant parents, I mean, that's like perfect. That. All those types of gifts. There are plenty of like hostess gifts that you can get. Like, we've got some dynamite looking dish gardens that have like a poinsettia in it, and it has that are classy, not cheesy, but stuff that are nice and that will still look good. Like, say, for instance, you can pull out the poinsettia and it looks like it's a normal houseplant.
Yeah.
You know, so keep it going until, because they're plants.
Not puppies.
And the poinsettia can go, you know, after you get past, you know, say, February. Speaking of which, Aaron over there.
Yes, sir.
Aaron showed me a picture of his poinsettia, and it is amazing.
Is it?
I mean,
is
he got – now, Professor Steve, don't get mad. But Aaron put his using a grow light of 12 hours of light, 12 hours of darkness, and it is florist quality.
You hear that, Steve?
Now, Steve let his grow, so his is going to be the natural time daylight. So his flowers are going to be a little bit later.
Right.
But his plant looked good.
Yeah.
Need a little bit of fertilizer, but Steve did a great job. We're bringing it back. But then after I saw Steve's and you showed me yours, I was like, holy smokes.
Yeah, and I hit it with a lot of fertilizer throughout the year, too. So,
but, I mean, it was like...
That Jack's it Classic, looked like a, man.
Jack's, Jack's Classic, right?
It works.
That it was amazing. So we're just...
It got back to the original size that I bought it, which was great.
It was.
It shriveled all the way down, and now it's back to the original size that I got it. So I'm very thankful and I'm happy about that.
And this, if you're a listener to or a fan of the show, you've heard of the story about Aaron planting it in February outside by mistake, but didn't last there long. But it's still, this is the same plant. So you're now 3 years?
3 years into it.
Almost 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So it looked good. Best thing, gift certificate to your local garden center, and you make a date of it. Mm-hmm. You say, let's go together. And you give a $50 gift certificate, and you go to, you know, get it at your local garden center. You know, don't do a Lowe's gift certificate or Depot gift certificate so they can buy dead plants and lumber. You know, you want to go to do your local garden center because it's special. Mm-hmm. It's special. This is something I thought of too. Cat grass. You can get the seed for cat grass, and it basically I was amazed at this. I have two cats. I cannot let them go outside. I signed a paper that said that they would be house cats. They would not go outside. They would never be declawed. They would, you know, all this stuff. I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, it's like anything else. You know, it's like, it was strict when we adopted the cats. I went and I planted cat grass, and they knew what to do. It was like, I mean, anybody who's had cats, like, it's weird. Like, they know what to do with the litter box. It's like, you can't tell them, but they knew what to do with the litter box. And it was just like this cat grass. All of a sudden they went to and they started gnawing on it, and they ate off the cat grass. So you can buy a pot and you buy a packet of seed and some soil, and all they need to do is just put that seed in and then water it, and it will come up and the cats will know what to do. They know what to do, so they just kind of munch on it. It's
instinct.
You know, that food that I feed my cats, I'm like, what's in here anyway? And I'm supposedly get the good stuff. But they know when they eat that grass that they just go right to it. Yeah. Interesting.
Good stuff.
Any other ideas, Will?
Oh, I have a hori-hori knife.
Hori-hori knife.
Yeah.
I love it.
Can't beat that.
I got a hori-hori knife as a gift last year myself, and I love it. I cut maybe it's about an inch and a half size branch with my hori-hori knife. Hori-hori knife is like a modified shovel that is serrated on one side. It's not like it's meant for digging, but weeding and doing all kinds of things. And that a hori-hori knife, it's fun to say too, but a hori-hori knife is, there's a left-hand version and a right-hand version, which I find interesting. But again, it's something that gardeners will absolutely love and use. They'll use it, and every time they use it, they're thinking about you.
That's why you should never mess with a gardener.
Yeah, that's right. You never know what they've got. I tell you, that's the truth. All right, we got to take a break, and we'll be right back right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhiza to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try Espoma Organic Potting Mix indoors and out for all your potted flowers, vegetables, and you'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic Potting Mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden.
Yes.
Julio, it's time to discuss the birds. Hey, we talked about water. It's most important to have the birds be able to get water, especially when it's so cold that the water is frozen. Getting a bird bath heater is a great idea. Also, it's important to feed your birds high protein wild bird mixes. You look on the back of the bag and you see what's the protein amount, and that it could be all over the map. And if you're buying cheap bird feed and you're wondering how come you're going through it so fast, it's not because they're eating it. It's because they're kicking it out. They don't eat Milo. Yeah. There's a bunch of types of bird seed they don't eat. So don't think that you're being successful. It's just that you're feeding them. You know, it's like little kids. They want to eat the good stuff, and they don't want, you know, they're kicking their vegetables out of the plate. You know, that's what these birds, though. It's red Milo. They put it in as a filler. So don't be buying cheap seed. If you could buy a seed that has no shells, by volume and by weight, there's more food in that bag, okay, than, like, say, black oil sunflower. Black oil sunflower is cheap, but they've got to open the seed to get – they have to open the shell to get to the seed inside. And it's all about the protein amount. So higher protein, the better. Okay? And don't forget suet. Suet is rendered animal fat. Okay? Sounds gross, but the birds love it. And it's because they need that extra energy protein to stay warm. It's not like they're, you know, able to – I mean, you can see when birds are cold. Do you ever look at a bird that's like sitting on like a wire or something, and it's like got its feathers fluffed out, and puffed up, so that it's trying to create an insulation level. Make sure that you're using your feeders and you're keeping your feeders full, because the birds are hungry, and that all of the seed that naturally is occurring disappears in the winter. A lot of those perennials that we told you not to deadhead and not to cut back, those seeds are gone. So you want to make sure that you're filling your feeder and keeping it full all the time, and especially you've got water for them to access by using a bird bath heater. We're running out of time, so we've got to go to break, and we'll be right back right after this.
If you're like me, then you absolutely love birds. The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomer's Home and Garden Center has you covered. They're dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds of all sorts. Want to bring more birds to your yard? Then you got to see this place. Bloomers has a huge flock of feeders, birdhouses, birdseed, and much, much more. Want to feed the birds and not the squirrels? They have this absolutely cool bronze bird feeder that will drive those sneaky squirrels nuts. They'll be moving to the next door neighbor in no time. OMG. Bloomers have these absolutely adorable birdhouses that will turn your yard into the perfect bird B&B. They carry all types of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. Bloomer Stocks, Lyric, Kohl's, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and much, much more that will keep those beautiful birds coming back for more. Bloomer's Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County. For more information and directions, check them out on the web at bloomers.com. Bloomer's Home and Garden Center, you got to see this place.
Me and Julio.
There we go.
Feed the birds.
Yeah, that's it.
Feed the birds. Get your fresh cut Christmas tree and use Prolong. Yeah. What else would you glean from this show? Buy a hori-hori knife?
Yeah.
For your gardener? There you go. Yeah. I'll tell you what, there's lots to do. And I know we have a shortened season between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year. But again, all your fresh greens, spray it down with Wilt-Proof. And make sure you're using Prolong in the stand of your tree.
And go to your garden center. They have the most beautiful Christmas gifts and
poinsettias,
you know, all kind of varieties of those. And, you know, you'd be amazed how beautiful it is in a garden center right now.
Go to your local garden center and tell them we sent you.
That's right.
We'll be back next week right here in the garden.
We'll see you in the garden.